Welcome to the Debbie Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Network. I am your host, Skip Han Solo, once again, and at the risk of sounding a little bit emotional, I'm starting to miss Chewy, I gotta be honest, but hopefully I'll get a partner in crime for next week as we will move on to wide receivers. But today, I am sticking with running backs. That's right, it's week two, and specifically, I'm going to be discussing freshman running backs. So these are guys that will be eligible in the 2026 NFL draft, so incoming freshmen this fall. But first, I want to talk about the ridiculous value of being a rookie big board patron. Now is the time to look ahead to your 2023 rookie drafts with us. You can become a yearly patron for 15% now. That is just $30 per year. You get the Discord channel, Dynasty rankings, Devy rankings, and of course, all the rookie content that you could possibly imagine. If you want to win a fantasy football championship next season, you need the valuable resources offered by the Rookie Big Board team at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. First news item, Texas A&M wide receiver Anais Smith is coming back to the Aggies. He's a dynamic player. It'll be interesting to see where he falls in the 2024 draft because he's kind of a tweener. He does a lot of running out of the backfield. Of course, he runs routes as a wide receiver. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the NFL values him, but we've got a whole year to get into that. And also, current NFL wide receiver prospect Elijah Higgins out of Stanford is working with tight ends at the Senior Bowl this week. Of course, it is Senior Bowl week. I always get a little bit excited, a little bit intrigued when I see a wide receiver switch to tight end. It doesn't mean he's officially switching, but if they're having him do that at the Senior Bowl, that means that the NFL scouts want to see him doing tight end drills. So that intrigues me about Elijah Higgins. All right, let's get into the freshman class of running backs. And just for a comparison, I'm going to let you know where Matt Hicks has each player on his Devy Big Board, if I could find him on there. Some of these guys weren't even ranked, so of course there's some differences. You go to some other places, you'll see some differences too, but let's get going. The first four guys will be my tier one guys of incoming freshmen. I'm going to start it off. My number one guy is Richard Young going to Alabama. No surprise that Alabama gets a great prospect. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. He's a four-star, and he is ranked as 24/7's running back four. So I'm not going with the composite rankings, but the 24/7 rankings. He's got a verified 10.81 100. Got a very quick burst to get to that second level. He has the speed to take it to the house, as evidenced by that fast 100 time. Good contact balance. He's shifty and athletic. So really like Richard Young. I know it's a crowded backfield in Alabama, so he's going to have to earn his time. That's very hard for an incoming freshman to do at Alabama. So if you take him in your Devy draft, just know you're going to have to be patient. Don't get worried if he doesn't get a lot of playing time as a true freshman. Next guy, Cedric Baxter Jr. going to Texas. He is ranked fifth, by the way, on Matt Hicks's rankings. Matt Hicks has Richard Young ranked third. So Baxter is ranked fifth on Hicks's rankings. He's second on my list. He is the RB2 in 24/7 rankings. He has a laser-timed 4.4540. So that is a really quick 40 for a incoming freshman. That speed can definitely get faster in college. So I like the sound of that. He's 6'1", 215 pounds, and he is a five-star. So I am excited about Cedric Baxter Jr. He is a one-cut-and-go runner. He's got a nice burst, does not get arm-tackled very often. He has enough speed to make big plays, show some ability to make some guys miss, which is a good thing. I like the vision and the patience. It's very encouraging at that young age. He looks like a mature runner. So Cedric Baxter Jr. going to Texas in my tier one of freshman running backs. I have him number two overall. The next guy on the list, Justice Haynes out of, again, Alabama. So like I said, Alabama has a crowded backfield. And of course, two top guys coming in just like always. He's 5'11", 200 pounds, is a four-star athlete. And he is running back 3 on the list from 24/7. He is number 1 overall on Matt Hicks's ranking. So this is Hicks' number 1 incoming running back. He lowers his body really well at the point of contact, finishes his runs physically, has a fairly good burst, and can be shifty enough to avoid tackles. Sometimes he loses speed when changing direction with some stutter steps. I did notice that, but I do like him. Again, have him in my tier 1. That is Justice Haynes going to Alabama. Number 4, and the final guy in my tier 1, is Reuben Owens. He is going to Texas A&M. He is 5'11", 190, so a little bit smaller. Also a 5-star prospect by 24/7. He is the number 1 ranked guy, according to 24/7, 247 Sports, and number 2 on Matt Hicks's rankings. So got a lot of the top guys on Hicks' list so far, so pretty much a consensus here. He is a recorded 10.68 100, so good 100 time. He's shifty in space. He sets up his moves to make defenders miss. Definitely has breakaway speed. Not overly strong, but he does have good pass-catching ability, so I think he can be used as a dynamic player. Reuben Owens, Texas A&M, rounds out my first tier of incoming running backs. So just a real quick recap here. We've got Richard Young, Alabama, Cedric Baxter Jr., Texas, Justice Haynes, Alabama, and Reuben Owens, Texas A&M. All right, getting down to tier 2, my next guy had to dig deep a little bit because he's just a 3-star according to 247 Sports, and that's Dylan Smothers going to Oklahoma. He's 5'11", 182, so the 182 is a little bit of a concern. That's a smaller running back, and I definitely prefer guys that are, you know, especially when they get to the NFL, you want to be over 200 pounds. But, you know, I'd like to be over 190, you know, heading into college, because, you know, you can get bigger there. But like I said, I had to dig deep on this one. He's RB 40 on 247 rankings, and he is not on Matt Hicks's list. So going even deeper here than Matt, gotta like that. He is quick and elusive. Dalen Smothers from Oklahoma also has good acceleration. Tough to bring down for his size. Smothers has a variety of moves to break tackles or make guys miss, and he should be an excellent pass catcher. So I really like that component of his game. Dalen Smothers from Oklahoma coming in at the top of tier 2. The next guy I'm going to talk about, Jeremiah Cobb going to Auburn. He's 5'11", 185, is a 4-star prospect. Cobb is ranked 9th, according to Matt Hicks. He is the RB12, according to 247 Sports. And Cobb has a verified 11.13 100, so good speed. He can be shifty and make people miss. Looks like a good pass catcher based on the film that I was able to see. He will get low at the point of contact, which we do prefer. We like that because it can lead to some broken tackles. But he does prefer to win with his speed. He doesn't seek out the contact. So Jeremiah Cobb of Auburn coming in as the 6th guy on my list, number two in tier 2 of freshman running back. Next up, Jeremiah Love going to Notre Dame. He is 6 feet tall, 190, and another 4-star prospect. He is RB5, according to 24/7 Sports. Again, another guy not listed, at least in the top 10, according to Matt Hicks, on his early freshman rankings. He has a verified 10.76 100, so you like to see that speed. He definitely has top-end speed. Love likes to get to that second level quickly. He's very good at it. He's shifty with good footwork, looks like a solid pass catcher, has good vision, and prefers to make people miss and avoid contact. So he likes to use that speed and elusiveness. You know, at 6 feet, 190, that's some nice traits to have there. Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame, coming in number 7 on my list. And the final guy in tier 2 is Kedrick Risano going to Ole Miss. He's 5'11", 190, another 4-star prospect. RB9 overall, according to 247 Sports, and he's ranked 10th, according to Matt Hicks. He has good speed and a decent burst, nice one cut and go style. He will lower his body to break tackles. And again, looks like he would be a good pass catcher out of the backfield. It's tough to grade that unless there's a lot of film on that, but sometimes you see just a few plays where a guy just looks comfortable passing the ball. So when I see that, I like to make note of that in my notes. That's Kedrick Risano of Ole Miss coming in to round out my tier two. So just again, we've got Dalen Smothers, Oklahoma, Jeremiah Cobb, Auburn, Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame, and Kedrick Risano at Ole Miss. All right, the final group of guys that I want to talk about here, it's a bigger list, so we'll try to get through these just as quickly as possible. The one I wanted to bring up is interesting. Dylan Edwards, going to Colorado, he is impressive when you watch film, but he's 5'8", 160 pounds. So that is a concern. He is a four-star prospect. He's RB12 overall, according to 247, and he's ranked fourth by Matt Hicks. So he is in Hicks's top five. And you see why he wins, you know, especially at the high school level. He is shifty and quick. He has explosive speed. He is elusive. Definitely a guy that can be used all over the field, and he is 100% a natural pass catcher. I mean, this guy, he is going to line up in the backfield. I'm guessing they're going to line him out wide. They are going to do end arounds with him. I think they're going to do whatever they can to get Dylan Edwards the ball at Colorado. So he's going to be an exciting player. I just don't know from a Devy standpoint. You know, 160 is really small at 5'8". There's only so much you can put onto that frame. I think if you're in a C2C league, he might be a little more of an intriguing prospect. But, you know, I just had to mention him here. Next guy, Cole Cabana, going to Michigan. Matt Hicks has him ranked sixth overall, so he really likes Cole. I've got him, you know, coming in at number 10. 247 Sports has him as RB21, so a little bit deeper there. He's got a 10.55 100, so definitely some good speed. He has quick feet to make defenders miss, and he's not afraid to run inside, so you like to see that with these faster guys. If I didn't mention it, he's 6 feet 180, so good frame, not a lot of height, but you could definitely, you know, put some size on and, you know, get into that college athletic program. So the fact that he's 6 feet tall, 180, I'm guessing he could put on, you know, a solid 15 pounds and probably not lose a whole lot of speed. You know, like I mentioned, not afraid to run inside. He's a good pass catcher, but right now in his game, I didn't see a whole lot of physicality. So I made note of that. So that's a concern there with Cole Cabana going to Michigan. Caleb Jackson comes in next. He's going to LSU. He is 5'10", 200 pounds, four-star prospect. He's RB11, according to 247 Sports. And Caleb Jackson is ranked by Matt Hicks as number 7. He's got 10.66 100 recorded time, so really good 100, good speed. Looks like a decent pass catcher. He does have a decent, you know, a couple of decent moves and can break some tackles. So a solid prospect here. Not a whole lot, you know, that just stood out as far as, you know, really exciting, except for maybe the straight speed. But still, Caleb Jackson is a guy that we want to pay attention to going to LSU. He's in my tier three. Next guy up is Dante Dowdle going to Oregon. Dowdle is 6'1 and a half, 210, and a four-star prospect ranked as RB10 by 247 Sports, ranked number 8. By Matt Hicks. He has a solid burst and good speed. Definitely a one cut and go type runner. He's strong. He will lower his body at the point of the contact. So, you know, I mentioned 210 pounds. One of the bigger guys that we've talked about so far today. We haven't gotten to a lot of guys with a lot of size, unlike previous classes. But, you know, this one is interesting. At Oregon, he might have to, you know, wait like a lot of these guys, but someone to keep on your radar, that's Dante Dowdle going to Oregon. He is in my tier three. Next up, Roderick Robinson II going to Georgia. And now we get into the guy with the size, 6'1", 230 pounds. He is a four-star prospect. He's RB14 overall by 247 Sports. Not on Matt Hicks's list yet. He is definitely a strong runner who likes to run downhill. One cut and go type. He's not super elusive. His ability, as you may have guessed, at 230 pounds, is to run right through tackles. He's got decent speed with a nice burst. You know, again, not going to make a whole lot of guys miss, but can shift just enough in space to beat tacklers, or at least make a guy miss enough where he's trying to arm tackle. And of course, a guy of that size, you know, Roderick Robinson, he's going to run right through him. So going to, you know, a good program at Georgia, and it's a talented backfield there, so he might have to bide his time, but, you know, definitely worth talking about Roderick Robinson the second going to Georgia. Another one coming up, had to dig a little bit deeper on, Treyon Webb, 247, the composite has him listed as an athlete, but 247 has him listed as a running back. He's 6'1", 205, four-star prospect, RB17 overall. And when you watch film of him, the one thing that stands out really right away is his stiff arm. He uses it a lot. He uses it to get around the end. He'll use it up the middle. But even as he's trying to pull away and keep away from a guy trying to run him down from behind, he'll reach back and keep the guy away from him with his stiff arm. So really likes to use that free hand. He's not going to make a whole lot of guys miss, but he can cut to find more space. Hits the hole with a pretty nice burst and will, again, run through arm tackles. So Treyon Webb going to Florida is the second-to-last guy that I want to bring up. And the final guy on the list is Quinton Joyner, USC, 5'11", 203 pounds, four-star prospect. He is RB6, according to 247 Sports. So they really like him, you know, much more than I do. Had a verified 10.99/100. Decent speed, you know, nice burst, solid frame. He's got a good stiff arm as well. Didn't seem like he made a lot of guys miss, but he looks like he should be able to break arm tackles. So those are the notes that I had on Quinton Joyner. And I wanted him to be the final guy we talked about. So just a recap of Tier 3, we got Dylan Edwards, Colorado, Cole Cabana at Michigan, Caleb Jackson, LSU, Dante Dowdle, Oregon, Roderick Robinson the second going to Georgia, Treyon Webb, Florida, and Quinton Joyner, USC. Now, overall, a decent class, but I will admit that I've been more excited about previous classes. You know, I like the tier one guys in this class, but it felt like in previous years there were more guys that popped for me that just really stood out on their film and I got excited about. So an interesting comparison there. We'll see how that plays out, you know, as these guys start to get into college and we see them, you know, on game day come this fall for those that they have an opportunity to get on the field. Might take a year, no big deal. We'd be patient. But as we get into these other positions, it'll be interesting to see how this running back group compares to the other positions of incoming freshmen. And later on, once, you know, Dwight comes back from his rookie breakdowns on his rookie series with campusdecanton.com, we will do another draft where we mix up the 2022 freshmen and the 2023 freshman class, or I'm sorry, 2022 rookies, the 2023 rookies, and then the Devy players. So you can get an idea of, you know, where do these guys fit in with guys that have already made it to the NFL. And we'll do another episode where we compare, you know, draft classes. You know, we do, you know, which draft class do we like best at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end, just to give you again an idea of where the talent lies. So I thought that was a good podcast we did a few months ago, and we'll bring that back, you know, during this off season. Hope everyone enjoyed that. We are going to flip over to wide receivers next week. So we'll start off with the top Devy wide receivers in the first week. And then the week after that, I will get into the incoming freshman wide receivers. So I'm still breaking down some film on those guys. I can tell you right now, a little bit of a teaser, I'm pretty excited about the freshman wide receiver group. I think there is a lot of talent and people are going to love what they see. So hope everyone sticks around for that. If you have any questions, please reach out to me and do not hesitate to ask. Would love to talk about this podcast or future podcasts, and you know, if you got anything you want me to cover, just let me know, because now is the time for Devi startups and Devi drafts. So enjoy and have fun. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Devi Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Network. We'll be back with more Devi Big Board next week. Be sure to check out all of our shows. And coming next week, Matt brings back the much-anticipated Rookie Profile Series. So I know everyone is going to dig that. It's awesome content. You have to check it out. Once again, everyone have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everyone.